as Trump is saying, and leave the Larn. But what they're basically aiming to do is to make the Social Security program function badly, so that down the line, a few years from now, when, you know, J.D. Vance is president or whoever else, they can say, well, look how bad this is working now that we've fired all these people. This should just be privatized as we wanted to do 20 years ago.
And of course, if you're talking about privatizing the Postal Service or Trump taking over the U.S. Postal Service, that also has a great impact on voting. But I want to ask you about the Washington Post reporting the Federal Aviation Administration's close to canceling a $2.4 billion contract with Verizon and awarding the work to Elon Musk's Starlink. The contract is for work to overhaul a key communication system in nation's air traffic control system. Meanwhile, a separate investigation by the Washington Post has revealed Musk has built his business empire on $38 billion in federal funding via government contracts, loans, subsidies, and tax credits over the past two decades. And the Post reports the total number might be even higher because it's not known how much Musk companies has received in classified work for the Pentagon and other agencies, not to mention he pushed out the head of the FAA, right, in charge of aviation. We've had one accident after another. He pushed him out because he didn't like he would be fined and also was raising questions about his rockets bursting in air over places like Turks and Caicos, Bronco.
I mean, it's, I don't know what other word you can use for this other than corruption. It's, you know, Washington has long been a place where donors end up getting a tremendous amount of say over government policy, where they are able to use that to push their own business interests. Both parties do it. It's frustration with that, I think, is one of the reasons why Trump won in 2016 and why he continues to have appeal with people when he says he's going to take on the swamp and Washington corruption. And yet here we have the Trump administration engaging in the exact same kind of corruption and swamp-like behavior that it claims to be fighting, except on overdrive. I mean, I don't think that we have ever seen anything quite this naked before, where the world's richest man gives a campaign $280 million, and then is basically just a point, a role is carved out for him. He's not even confirmed by any elected officials, and is allowed to just basically go through and start dismantling things from the inside, while also then fattening his own pockets from the same public money that he claims that he is trying to root out waste and fraud from. I mean, it's pretty astounding.
I
don't think we've seen anything like this before.
In this last minute we have, I want to ask you about Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky headed to Washington, D.C., will sign a deal at the White House on Friday, giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals and other resources. Trump was asked about Ukraine during his first cabinet meeting.
Well, I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much. We're going to have Europe do that because it's in, you know, we're talking about Europe as their next door neighbor. But we're going to make sure everything goes well. And as you know, we'll be making a we'll be really partnering with Ukraine in terms of rare earth. We very much need rare earth. They have great rare earth. We'll be working with Secretary Burgum and with Chris. You'll be working on that together.
Bronco Marchetich, your final comment. We just have 30 seconds.
You know, I think this continues the plundering of Ukraine that has been going on. It's been bipartisan policy for years now to use deepening U.S. military involvement in the country and economic dependence on the United States as a way to get Ukraine to do a host of damaging neoliberal reforms that are contrary to the interests of the actual Ukrainian people. And this is just, you know, again, it's that on overdrive.
Bronco Marchetich, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Jacobin staff writer speaking to us from Chicago. We'll link to all your recent articles at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feldstein, the Gezder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warnoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Malkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Massoud. Special thanks to Julie Crosby, Becca Staley.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. I am Mando Richard, and my friend Clint Hoover, a fine harmonica player of many different styles, is with me today, and he'll be joining us after the first set of music here. Of course, it'll be a liquored up set, but there'll be something else going on there, and then we've got a folk rock set in the middle and a gospel set at the end. We usually begin with just a liquored up set, since we are Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio. But last week I let a bad word slip through. Oh no! So we're going to mix in some liquored up songs and some penitential songs about that very item. Here comes the first song from Hank Williams Jr.
Son Kid Rock, and I don't really like this stuff they call hip hop, but he's sure been good to me, and I'm still trying to make him see in country music you just can't say the F word. Sheldon says he's been having a hard time. Yeah, he does great shows, but he's just gotta speak his own mind. Well, I wonder where that came from. I guess he's a real son of a gun. Take the old man's advice, be nice, and lose the F word. You just can't say the F word. Oh, we've come a long way, but it's best if that one's not heard. Oh, we've had some hells and dams, but we don't say bitch, we say why. Yes, ma'am. Cause in country music, you just don't use the F word. Just don't use the F word.
sheep and eat the hay. These two dear kids walk side by side up on the state highway. Their loving mother, she had died, their father had run away. They were talking of their loving parents, how sad their heart did feel when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The driver saw these two dear kids, drunkard sound. Get out on the road, you little fools, and the car had brought them down. The driver staggered from his car to see what he'd done. His heart sank within him when he saw his dying son. He then picked up little ones and carried him to his car, and kneeling on the running board, he prayed a drunkard's prayer, saying, "Please, oh Lord, forgive me for this awful crime I've done." His attention then was called away to the words of his dying son, saying, "Take us to our mother dead. She's sleeping beneath the ground. It was you and her we were talking about when the car had knocked us down. And please, dear Dad, don't drink no more while driving on your way. But meet us with our mother, Dad, in heaven some sweet day."
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Thank you. me guessing about a few things I need to know. Yeah, you got me guessing about a few things I need to know. Got me doing something right now that I ain't never did
say on the air. You can do anything that you you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air.
In the background, you're listening to Bobby E., Jim Chemeworth, and my guest Clint Hoover play Riptide from a record they put out back in 1997 called Dream of the Serpent Dog. And that'll be the musical bed while I tell you about that opening set of music, which mixed the reminders to DJs everywhere, including me, not to use NFAP, not for airplay language, on the air. And, of course, our liquored up songs. Hank Williams Jr. got to start off with the F word. We don't use the F word in country music. No, sir. Then the Stanley Brothers from the drunken side of the family gave us a drunken driver. Then after the PSA, harmonica player Carrie Bell and his son Lurie Bell played When I Get Drunk. And then the last thing in the set, which had Clint convulsed with laughter, was Matt Wetruba doing Cy Con's You Can't Say Beep on the air. Okay. Well, Clint?
Yes. Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. This is great.
This is
so much fun.
So different from what most people think of when they hear of harmonica.
Uh-huh. Well, I've always been kind of on the situation where I like to try to put the harmonica where it is assumed it wouldn't be. So that's one of my things. I like to move it outside of the genres it's just assumed to be in. But I don't see why it shouldn't be in places like what we're playing here. This is pretty much a straight-up kind of a jazz tune, and there's plenty of background for that with Toots Thielemann and Henrik Merkens, who play that kind of music on the chromatic harmonica. So
let's scoot the volume up on it.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got a track that I know I've played this on the air before, Clint, but I didn't know you were on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was a group I was in back in my home state of Minnesota, you know. And this was Willie and the Spectres, and this is Egyptian Fantasy by Sidney Bechet, and I just love this track off of this record.
I was always a papa.
DJ Air, this is, what's this one?
This one's Papa John Colstead and the Hot Club of East Lake Street. Again, a band from Minnesota that I was in.
Long before I was a John, I always was a papa. Late night parties, friends all around. Now, people come flocking, cops come knocking, yeah. But I was always a papa, a real showstopper. Tell you, Jack, it is a fact, I always was a papa. Play.
want that bad, cause I just keep loving her. Will I just keep loving her? You know I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why. Well, a nickel is a nickel and a dime is a dime. I got a little girl crazy about cherry wine, cause I just keep loving her. Yes, I just keep loving her. You know I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why. My goodbye, baby, if you call it gone. I know it's gone to work, but it won't last long. But I just keep loving on. Yes, I just keep loving on. You know I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why. Well, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why.
Clint and I are back after that rocking song from Little Walter and his Jukes. I just keep loving her. I think that's from 1947.
Yeah, I'm probably right about that. I'm not really sure myself, but it's the one and only Little Walter.
Wow.
What kind of stuff do you take into your own playing from someone like Little Walter?
Oh, man. You know, I mean, for somebody like that who's really, you know, set the whole stage of the post-war blues style and stuff, I mean, you can't take too much from him. I mean, I think the thing that I would say is I'm similar to him in my mentality is that he was very inspired by the jump blues horn players of his era, and I am the same kind of way. I'm very inspired by some of the jump blues and swing and jazz horn players. And, you know, we listened to that. He was really famous for listening and trying to copy what some of those guys were doing. And I do the same thing.
Well, speaking of which, the track before that was from a band you were in called Willie and the Spectres, another Minnesota production.
You betcha.
And you betcha indeed. And you guys did Sidney Bechet's Egyptian Fantasy.
Yes.
And somehow Clint Hoover over there channeled the clarinet on that one.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of just the whole process of American music all the way back to the beginnings, and particularly in the jazz and jazz blues crossover world and early jazz. I love Sidney Bechet, and that tune for me is really a wonderful thing to have been involved in. So,
and the first thing on the set was Papa John Colstead. In the Hot Club of East Lakes.
Right. Yeah.
Doing I Was Always a Papa.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Another one of your bands from Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Papa John is a real fixture. He was over on the whole West Bank Dinky Town scene back in the days of Bob Dylan and Kerner Ray and Glover. He knew all those guys. He's a real legend from that era of, and he's still around. And we played as a duo. He was really famous for his 12-string guitar. playing in a kind of a lead belly fashion. But he was also a fan of swing and Django Reinhardt. And so we started jamming together as this group informally, and it became a band, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, since you've moved to Pittsburgh, I know I've seen you play with, Ernie Hawkins.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
Same kind of duo, I think.
Yeah, yeah. There's a similarity to that for sure. Absolutely. So I really love the pre-war stuff, and you know, I love the fact that Papa John was doing Lonnie Johnson, who is one of my faves in the blues guitar. In fact, in some ways, I wish I could be thought of as the Lonnie Johnson of harmonica.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in, Clint.
Sure.
Clint is actually my neighbor. He lives about 3.5 blocks away from me, mm-hmm. in beautiful, sunny Avalon.
Not to
be confused with Negaunee, Michigan, with its 17 below weather or anything like that. Yeah. But, yeah.
Although today's getting down to Minnesota-type conditions here, I'll tell you. It makes me feel right at home.
Yeah, here this DJ is even wearing long johns, but you can't see them on the air.
That's okay. I'm glad.
All right, what do we have coming up next?
We've
got Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, a Dexter Gordon tune. This is from a jazz trio of mine recorded in 2006, again back in Minnesota. Just playing this great Dexter Gordon jazz tune with piano and upright bass and me. Very simple, no drums.
Isn't it cool to hear what the harmonica can do? Here we go.
Thank you.
Clint's busy apologizing to me. This is jazz, complete with everybody soloing.
Yes. I shouldn't apologize. It's
no,
cool.
It's really cool. And we're talking over the bass solo.
So I know. That's terrible.
So, ferme la bouche. Sure hope you're enjoying this harmonica extravaganza here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, where the Roots program, depending on where you are and standing to my right, he's going to be moving to my left once I have to go work the computer.
Okay.
You got Clint Hoover.
Yep.
And we just heard two tracks from two of his records that he brought in. The first one we heard was Cheesecake, and that's from
Dexter Gordon, and it wrote it, and it's from the Clint Hoover Trio on this day, released in about 2006, again back in Minnesota. I did a lot of recording back in Minnesota.
Don't worry, we have something from his Pittsburgh days lined up after the top of the hour.
Right.
And then we heard East Side.
East Side, yeah. That was the last group I was in while I was still in Minnesota. And this was an original by Reynold Filipczyk. He was the guitar player, and he had an Eastern European background, and you can hear it in that tune very much. Anyway, yeah, so I really enjoyed that tune, Silesian Mist.
All this nonsense you might be hearing in the background, strange noises, is the dance of the DJ as I'm moving over to another spot to be able to put up a track. Now, you are still playing here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're thrilled to have you in town, and I'm thrilled to have you as a neighbor in Avalon.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled that you have me on the show.
You've been in here before, I think,
yes.
with Ernie.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I was here with Ernie Hawkins, yeah.
Well, we're going to give Clint a break. Well, he's not been playing these. We've been playing them from records. But we're going to go with some music from some other harmonica players. And the first one is one of my favorite tracks from an album that Alligator put out in 1978 called The Living Chicago Blues, Volume 2. And it's Carrie Bell.
Yes, indeed. That'll be the day you find out Carrie got everything you need. You're gonna run, tell everybody what we done done. You're gonna run, the little girl, tell everybody what.
Was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. we'd sing there like angels in that good harmony. But sin and salvation are no longer for me. And now I'm a Buddhist. I chant my mantra each day. But I miss that hymn singing in the good gospel way. So we'll sing to old Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. And the wonders of Zen. We'll meet in Nirvana. Yes, we'll be there then. I shave my head, and they all talk about me as if I were dead. My good old Zen buddies, they think I'm okay, but I can't get them to sing we sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea. We chant out our mantras in four-square harmony. We don't sing of salvation.
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 This is not Clint Hoover.
No, it is not me.
This is Mark Graham.
Yeah.
Double tracking on a pair of fiddle tunes, Kentucky Whiskey and Give the Fiddler a Dram.
That was so cool. That was great. Wow. I'm tired listening to it.
I just really thought it was important for Clint, who does a lot of, He told me you worked up a bunch of fiddle
tunes.
Yeah,
I did. At one point, I had a whole bunch worked up, and because I was teaching at a place called the Homestead Pick and Parlor, which was the home of bluegrass and old time music in Minneapolis, and got to know a lot of those cats, and we had a lot of fun.
And before Mark Graham playing those two tunes on harmonica, you heard one of his songs to exhibit for Clint. Mark Graham's totally whacked out sense of humor. Yeah. That was Brian Bowers actually singing his Zen gospel singing. And we open up with Carrie Bell's Blues Harp Band doing One Day from back in 1978. Mm-hmm. And now, Clint, we have to take a little break.
Okay.
For station business.
All right.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe... just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, we are back on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program, depending on where you are. And I'm Mando Richard, and he's
Clint Hoover.
That's right. Yes, Clint is still with us.
Yep.
He's got two tracks from some of his bands that we're going to use to kick off the folk rock set. So, Bill from Philly, I sure hope you like these. What's up first?
Well, I think we're going to do the Fontanas, which was a rock band I was in way back in the late 80s, and it was on a Blackberry Way label, which was part of the Twin Cities rock scene back then. And, yeah, there we go.